Hello everyone, welcome back to the Craft of the Draft channel. We've got a very exciting video today and one that we've been previewing for a while and that we've been very excited to do. The 2023 AFL Draft are doing a Coates Talent League fantasy team. This is Jonty's idea, and Jonty, I want you to explain this to everyone, what they're about to watch, because it is not a mock draft.
No.
We will preview the draft in the next week's podcast, but this one is pretty, you know, making the best 22 we could out of the Talent League system. So explain to the viewers what we are doing today.
Yeah, so we're essentially going to pick 23 based on the fact that obviously there's 23 players that play in each Coates Talent League team in any given week. And the way it's going to work is we can pick anyone from any full-time Coates Talent League club, so no academies, and we can pick any player in any position. But once a player's gone, they're gone. So that's why we say it's not a mock draft, because you might find that if there's not as many fullbacks, there's not as many wingmen in this draft, then those players might be selected earlier than what they would on draft night based on their skills. So obviously once they're gone, and they've got to be draft eligible this year. So whether they're 2005 born or 2004 born, as long as they've played in the Coast Talent League this year, we're going to keep it pretty snappy. So we'll have not too long between the selections, and then we'll give only a very brief overview of why we've selected them. And then we'll also select a captain and a coach of our teams at the end. And we'll run through both of our teams and have a bit of a chat about how they both look. But yeah, to determine who's got the pick one, we're going to spin the wheel. So Nathan, I'll let you do that.
Well, here we go. Wheel is spinning. Only best. This is the best way to do it. There is no other way. Yep. And Jonty, you've got, oh, the wheel has just spun to me. I swear by inches, you would be able to see it on your screen.
Yeah.
Wowee. I've got pick one, and I'm going to start, as you would imagine, with Harley Reid.
Yep.
Pretty self-explanatory. Ruck Rover. You could pretty much put him anywhere on the ground, but I'd have to stick with Harley Reid for my pick one. Pretty self-explanatory. Over to you.
And you're putting him in the Ruck Rover position.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to go, so pick two, I'm going to go with Riley Sanders, the Lark medalist. Oh. His development this year, and I think he's the complete package as a midfielder. I'm going to put him in my centre position.
There you go. My pick two, my theory, okay, my thinking now, right, your defence is your best offence.
Yep.
And I'm going to chuck Ollie Murphy in the fullback position. I just think that ultra-reliable championships performances stood up. We saw him win the MVP for Vic Metro. Would love him as a staple. He's reliable, and when things don't go his way, he changes it, and he makes it go his way, and we saw that throughout the year. So he goes there as my fullback position.
Yeah, you've got a very similar strategy to me in that I was going to pick my defenders quite early, my key defenders quite early. I think there's a bit of a gap between your top-end defenders and your next best. I did still want to stick with trying to get some star power in my team, but I think you've sort of forced my hand there a little bit. I'm going to go Connor O'Sullivan at fullback just with his size. So, okay. Yeah, I think I need one of those two boys in my team. So, yeah, the Murray Bush Rangers product too. Won the MVP for the Allies throughout their championships.
He was very good. He was very good there. Well, he was one I did have in my – he was one that was on my list.
Yeah.
He was kind of the backup to if you picked Ollie Murphy first.
Okay. So
there you go. There's the thinking there. I am now – I'm going to go back to my midfield.
Yep.
And I'm going to put Joel Frazier on the wing.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's a personal selection. I feel like I've loved his football. A bigger body, and especially that could move inside that midfield mix, but for him to play on the wing is very impressive. He's got that speed, agility. He's got that bounce for such a big player. So I'm going to put him on the wing. One, I think, yeah, that's one I didn't think you'd go with, but I'd just love to have him there as a safety net.
Colby McKercher will be on the ball for me. Obviously, won and lost in the midfield, they say, and I don't want to leave it too long to get back to my midfield. So, yeah, Colby McKercher will be my third selection.
Just to preface, we do not know who we're going to pick, by the way. Like, this is on the spot. We are not sure who each other's going to pick. And I guess I do need to enhance my own boards. I got to put George Stephen.
Yeah.
George Stephens is one of my followers. Like, he's just quite nuts. You got to put him around the ball. And we saw him on the half back line a lot throughout the year and moved him into the middle. And that's probably where he played his best football and built that brute strength. You can't beat him. And I would not want to be going up against him in the middle of the ground. So quite an easy pick to put him in there.
Certainly. My next pick off my half forward line is Zane Dersma, complete player. I think he's a really good marking target. I think he's really clean and I think he's had a really consistent and productive season for the Gippsland Power. So he goes on my half forward line.
Strong choice. I am okay. I'm gonna go with a half forward here as well. And I'm gonna maybe one you might not be expecting. I'm gonna go with his teammate Archer Reid at half forward.
Yep.
And I think we saw a bit of his versatility, especially in WA, one of those champs games. He can do it from everywhere on the field. That marking capability is up there, but quite liked what I saw from him. And Dersma's the obvious choice in that position, but I think Caddy's also in this conversation. I'm sure he'll be picked up at some point, but I'm going to go with Archer Reid in that centre half forward position.
I guess the thing that Archer Reid has on Caddy can obviously go into midfield. Archer Reid can obviously be your relieving ruck as well. So there's a positive for your team. I'm going to go Caleb Windsor. I need a winger. Windsor's going to be the first winger that I select. Obviously, runs really well and he's kicking as the season went on really strong.
Not expected from you. So that's one you just knew that was going to happen at some point. And I'm going to bolster my other wing and I'm going to put Darcy Wilson on the other wing.
Yeah.
Probably my favourite player in this draft crop. Just his general ball use is just fantastic. Knows how to play football. And I'm personally surprised he's not higher up the draft talk as he is. He's around 11 and 12, and I think you're getting quite a good player there for whichever club does end up in pick 11 and 12 come draft night. So Darcy Wilson goes on that other win for me.
Centre half back Will Dawson reads the game really well, and thought when he, and I'm sure you knew I was going to select him at some point. I think when the ball's coming in, you can rely on him to take an intercept mark or certainly put up a strong effort aerially against his opponent. So, yeah, he's my next selection at centre half back.
Okay. I'm going to go with a half back, and I'm going to go with Angus Tasty on the left half back position. Obviously, that run and drive he provides is very, very, very good, and his kicking ability as well. Quite a good kick, and just moves transition so nicely. I think he links up well with those likes of Fraser and Darcy Wilson. And I think I'm all Vic Country at the moment, apart from Ollie Murphy. I don't know what yours is like, but you've got a bit of a mix. But I'm very Vic Country, so a lot of these boys have played with each other before, coincidentally. But Angus Hasty gets that left centre back position.
I don't know how we've let Nick Watson fall this far, but Nick Watson's selection, obviously, the live wire half forward that he, live wire small forward rather, that he's, engages physically and obviously can do it at ground level as well. So he'll kick plenty of goals.
I'm going to now go with the ruck. Got to get the ruck. I'm going to choose Will Green.
Yeah.
I love what he produces, and I think he's probably the most versatile ruck forward combination in this draft group. Just his ability to play like he's about 180 centimetres when he's near 200 is quite ridiculous. And he does it every week. And he was terrific all year. He should go pretty high, I think, just given the development he'll have as well in the next couple of years. He'll be fantastic to watch. So Will Green takes my ruck spot.
And this is where a little bit of that, I guess, you know, players might now slip a little bit. I know that you've selected your ruck, so I'm going to wait right till the end for my ruck to be selected. Yeah. Next, because you're not going to select any other ruck. My next player is going to be Nate Caddy, like you forecast. He'll be higher up the draft boards than what we've selected him in these teams. And, he's going to fill up that full forward slot, take some nice marks and kick some goals. I'm sure he'll win his position more often than not.
Yeah, good selection. Good selection there. I'm going to copy you in that sense. At full forward, I'm going to put Jordan Croft in terms of a very reliable kick. And I'd argue he's probably one of the most – you'd get it and he would kick a goal. He's just so accurate and impact per possession because he didn't have to touch it, you know, every time, but he was just so good when he did. And he'll build into his body as well, which is pretty scary. But the Dogs, when they pick him up, they're going to have a pretty tall forward line to deal with. I don't actually know how you're going to pick a team with that many tall forwards, but they seem to have done it year after year. So Jordan Croft goes as my full forward.
Covers the ground really well, as well does Jordan Croft. So that's one of his real assets. I'm gonna stick on the forward line theme, and I want Logan Morris in my team. I've been one of his biggest fans. I think this year I've really enjoyed watching him, and yeah, I think what he offers in terms of his ability to hit up the ground, take contested mark, and read the game really well. I want him on my half forward line.
I was prepared to put him in the back line at one point. And you know what? We saw it a little bit. So I was kind of prepared for a second to put him in the back line, but
yeah,
ultimately he's ended up in your forward line, which is where his best football is played. Decisions. I'm going to keep the half back line rolling. I'm going to go with. Oh, this is a hard choice. I'm going to choose Ari Schoenmaker.
They wanted Ari in my team.
I knew that's one, and that's one I was tossing. I thought you would go with him early, but that left foot, you saw him on the longest kick. I'm sure if you're watching, you definitely saw him on the longest kick, and you have to have that in your team. And look, we've said his kicking might let him down. It's very, you know, it could go either way, but when it goes right, it's quite impressive to watch. So he gets in that spot for me.
Kicking right at the top end of the draft in terms of accuracy generally, and also, yeah, distance. I really wanted him off my half-back line. He's an imposing presence as well. But, yeah, he would have been my next selection. That's why I reacted the way that I've sort of reacted. But, no, I do want to go back, I think, to my midfield, and I'm going to put in Harry Demetia into that midfield.
Yeah.
And he's going to offer that big body. Obviously, George Stevens has that sort of imposing presence that you talk about before, and I think Harry Demetia has got it on my side of things, so he'll be my side.
Okay, that's not great for me, I've got to be honest. I'm tossing and turning now, because he was one, not one that I had in the midfield. He was one I was going to have to play in the back line as a backup, yep. And now that's gone, and I'm still going to wait. I think it's a dangerous decision to wait, actually. Okay, again, one that I think would be nice around in the centre of the ground, in the centre stoppages. I'm going to go with Kynan Brown as one of the followers.
Yeah, well, he was twice to me. You've done it twice to me, my next player I was going to select. Yeah, the Vic Metro MVP, Kynan Brown.
I mean, obviously that's a pretty good accolade to have to your name, but I think he's just so agile and quick. You'd like that, along with George Stevens in my team, who provides that bigger body that will just crash and bash. I think Kynan, he slots in there pretty well.
Yeah, he certainly does. I'm just having to think about who my next selection will be now. I probably need to get a little bit of bounce and bubble off my half-back line. I've got obviously some key targets down there, but yeah, you've obviously got Angus Hastie, and I'm going to go with someone who's sort of rocketed up draft boards, and I think one of the best individual performances of the Talent League season that I saw was what he did against Dandenong in the wildcard round, Tao Jath. So he's going to be my half-back one, and, yeah, brings a lot of energy there.
I'm going to go to the half-forward line again.
Yep.
In my left half-forward role, and I know this is probably not...
But again, my next selection's a half-forward. Yeah,
okay, and this is one that I don't know if he really sits in this position exactly, but I'm going to put James Leake.
Oh, good.
Tassie boy.
Yeah, a bit higher, wouldn't he? We'd probably let him slide a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he probably doesn't roll in this position exactly, but I still think in that forward line goes up, and he's just his athleticism in that forward line. He goes up and he takes a good grab each time, and he's been reliable on their scoreboard as well. So James Leake goes into that half forward line for me.
I think he's played across just about every position on the ground. Yeah. He's been really impressive for them. No, the half forward I was going to select was Harvey Thomas. So he's one who's got a lot of versatility.
Yeah.
Well, like James Leake can play across lots of different positions. And, yeah, ultra competitive, really, really good and fearless, puts his head over it. And I really liked that game he played against Sandy, second last round of the season, got a lot of highly regarded for it because, yeah, he looked really instinctive up there. So Harvey Thomas.
He was so dangerous and, his willingness to rip the game open, it was nuts, and he was so impactful, so dangerous. like you said, how many teams he's played for? About 20 of them this year. Yeah. It's just he's been everywhere. He's been everywhere. He's been really fun to watch. I'm going to now go back to my back line.
Yep.
In the left. I'm gonna go with my centre half back. I just want to feel that first.
Yep.
I'm going to put Christian Mardini there.
Interesting.
Now, he does sort of play a bit of a back pocket role, so I know it's a bit higher up the ground for him. He does have the ability to work forward and does move out of D50. So it's probably not his ultimate position, but I just want to solidify that role because, in all honesty, I'm not sure who I will put there if you took him. So I'm interested to see where you go with your other halfback as well. So Mardini is there for me.
Yeah, I'll go in one of my back pockets. I'm going to put, it's a toss up, but yeah, Kobe Shipp. He hit really good form the last few games of the season. His ability to intercept and read the game, and he's really strong over the footy. I thought him at his best was really good. And he also, the first game he played for Vic Country, showed different part of his skill set. So yeah, really like him. Dandenong Stingrays and Beaconsfield boy.
Have to go back to my forward line now. I mean, I probably need to pick out a pocket position.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go with one of my favourites to watch throughout the year, Tom Anastasopoulos. He has to chuck in that forward pocket role. I mean, he can push up further, and we've seen him on the wing. He pretty much runs his opponent to the ground, which is a key feature of his game. He's got that athletics background. But he sits in that forward pocket role. Obviously, Nick Watson's the first choice there. I'm interested. There's not too many of those forward pocket positions, I feel like, to choose from. So interested to see where you go with that. Yeah. But
I did expect I was going to fill my forward pocket positions a little bit earlier than I have, just based on the fact that, like you say, I did notice that there probably wasn't as many of those. But, yeah, no, I'm going to go Phoenix Gothard from the Murray Bush Rangers. Played his best footy probably for the Allies. So, yeah, he starts on the field for me, and he'll be at the feet of Nate Caddy and Zane Dersma with Nick Watson.
Back to my back line. I'm going to go with one that I think you'll pick at some point. Possibly Billy Wilson at left back pocket.
Yep.
Again, a bit deeper than he would play.
Yeah.
But we've seen throughout the year he's been able to shine and got some early interest in the season as well. And his run and carry has been pretty impressive. I'd like him there. Probably interchangeable with Ari Schoenmaker in that position. I feel like he probably could mix those two up because we know Ari does play a little bit deeper and exits the ball a lot, especially on turnover. So Billy Wilson goes in that position for me.
Yep. No, good. I have a couple of backline spots still to fill. Obviously my ruck spot and then some spots on the interchange. I'm going to go Jack Callan and I'm going to put him on the interchange and he's going to... Okay. Paul Ford, who can also take a good mark, really powerful. I like what I saw from him at the back end of the year, obviously an AFL Academy boy.
Yeah, one I didn't have on my list, so it's a good pick from you. I'm not sure if I want to leave interchange. I'm pretty confident my interchange plays, you might have one or two, but I think I've gone a bit out of the box with some interchange boys there. Actually, but you know what? To stick on that theme, I'm going to put Charlie Edwards as my first interchange.
Yeah.
Really impressed with what we saw in the back end of the season with him. And if you want more info on him, we chatted to Rob Harding last week on last week's episode, so make sure to check that out. And he gave some very good words on Charlie Edwards. So he goes into my first interchange position.
Yeah, as you did on a lot of the other top-end boys. A lot of stories out of Sandy, obviously a lot of draftable talent. I'm going to stay on the interchange because I want to make sure my midfield bats deep. Cooper Simpson. Bench. I'm sure that's no surprise to you. I think he hasn't got the external accolades because of injury, but good two way running, really polished, and has really good craft. Can go forward as well, so it gives you a little bit of flexibility there.
My right half forward, one that again I've quite liked watching throughout the year, and I really am sticking to a very big country-based team, but Michael Rudd, I would like to see on that right half forward position, and especially the back end of his year, he was able to push further up the ground and make an impact early, and I thought that was something that was really important to him when he wasn't making as much as an impact deep inside forward 50. So he goes there, the ability to push up, but I mean, he had a very good chance as well, I thought. So he goes in that position.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. My next selection, I need to fill another wing spot. And I'm going to go with the running machine that was Tarkno Leary. Obviously got a lot of accolades from what he did at the National Combine. And, yeah, I think we've talked a lot about his kicking. And, yeah, he can also play small forward. Rob, as you talked about, we spoke to Rob Harding last week, talked about how he can play that high half forward role at the next level. So, yeah, his ability to run and I guess, expose some others late in games. Yeah, he goes in my one position.
Back to interchange for me.
Yep.
I want a defensive midfield presence.
Yep.
I'm going with another Sandy boy here, Cooper Lord. I'd like to put in. Probably where I stop with my midfielders on my interchange, and we'll look to switch it up. But he's one that I think provides a very nice defensive presence, probably similar to what George Stevens does at times. We know he plays a bit of a more of a defensive role, and both have pretty big bodies. He was very instrumental in Sandy's run to the premiership in the end. So he's one you'd like to have on your bench. He's just a very handy player. He'll come on and you know he'll do his job very well.
You certainly do. I was interested when Rob Harding last week talked about the fact that he runs a 6'10", 2K, or he does look like he's really strongly built, but he's carrying a little bit of muscle. So I think that's a really impressive part of his game. But Hugo Garcia is going to go on my interchange. Board can play as that, like you say, as that sort of sweeper or as that defensive midfielder. Really, really strong, physical, and applies himself to his footy really well. So, yeah, he'll go on my interchange. I'm filling up my interchange spots before I'm filling up my field spots, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm making some quick switches to my team before I announce my next position.
Yeah.
So I've got left back pocket and right forward pocket and three interchange. You have a ruck, left back pocket, and then right half back.
Yeah.
So with my next position, I'm going to fill that left back pocket or right back pocket. It's hard to tell. We've got a table system here, but I'm going to put Lamont Lowell.
Yep.
And he's one that I feel like we've both been critical of his performances at times. It's probably just his ball usage because in terms of his footy IQ, he's got it. He knows where to be. He knows where to run. And he puts himself in the right position to get the ball. And I think his possession did improve as the season went on. He did actually move into the midfield at times, and that was where clubs were like seeing him in that role. So a little bit of versatility with him there, but I think he just fits that role a little bit better. I mean, there's a few more half backs to choose from, but that back pocket role, I think he's probably best suited to.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of a toss-up for wanting, a small back. You've obviously got Lamont Lowell, who's that smaller backman, and a little bit of a toss-up for mine. I want someone who's competitive and he's able to lock down. And it's probably a toss-up in that regard between Jordy Payne and Billy McGee, Gallimberdi. I'm going to go Jordy Payne. I really liked what I saw from him. He obviously offers a bit, as does Billy McGee, Gallimberdi, offers a bit of rebound as well. But, yeah, my back pocket, Jordy Payne, as that sort of fearless competitor from a Tassie Devils.
One more. Okay, well, I'm going to fill this last forward pocket position.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty thin here. I mean, this is a choice that I don't think you'll go with.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've loved watching his football and probably sits 50-50 on whether he gets picked up at this point is Lachie Charlson.
Yep.
Because he's just got that instinctive goal ability and knows how to find the goals. We saw him kick 8 goals against Bendigo, which you don't really see that from a small forward. And 8 goals, 4. Yeah. So 12 scoring shots from a small forward is really impressive. And he was marking everything like a tall forward at times. So I think he complements, you know, the tools well that they'll get up, but at the drop of the ball, he knows where to be. Loves the goals. So, Lachie Charlson fills my last field position.
Yep. Yeah, no, very good. Now I've got a bit of a decision on my hands. I do want a little bit more midfield. I guess Jack Callanan can run through there. Cooper Simpson will run through there. Hugo Garcia can run through there. But someone who is really good in the contest, really good in close, which makes it an interesting decision based on the names that are left. And I'm just really talking at the moment because I just want to pat it out and give a bit more time to make my decision. But no, I'll go Mahmud Taha from Calder. Ball-winning ability, his ability to get himself in good positions. I'll select him on the bench as that player that, yeah, as your next midfielder. Obviously, those other players can all run through there as well. But, yeah, probably Callan and you favour more in the forward line, as you would Garcia. Simpson can go on the wing as well. So probably need another defender on my interchange as well.
Okay. I'm just summing. Okay, so now I have three interchange positions left. You have two. You have, yes. You got two interchange.
No, I've got one interchange
left. One interchange, sorry.
A ruck and a halfback flanker. And I probably don't quite have enough height on my interchange. Yeah, but that's okay. That's part of doing it.
Are we sticking with four or five interchange?
Five interchange based on
five interchange. You've got three interchange at the moment.
I've got Callan and Simpson, Hugo Garcia and
My bad. Misread there. Okay, so I've got three interchange left. You've got one interchange, one ruck, one right halfback. Okay, interchange for me. I'm gonna go with another halfback, Archie Roberts, one that I've always been a big fan of. And I think he directly interchanges with all those halfbacks there, especially Hasty, Schoenmaker, even Billy Wilson at times. So a nice one. Probably could have gone in my starting 22.
Yeah.
The only reason was Ari Schoenmaker was still on the board. That is the only reason he didn't get that position. And he was actually my second choice, but you didn't choose him. And that was, I was like, I have to. That's just a necessity.
Yeah.
Archie Roberts takes that position.
Yeah, I've really shot myself in the foot. I would like to have a bit more height. I feel like I need more height on my interchange, and I also need a defender. So how I get both of those in one position, maybe looking back, I could have been a bit smarter with my interchange selections, but that's okay. I obviously haven't selected my ruck yet either. Off the half-back line, there's a lot of talent. I'm going to go Nathan Philactides, obviously. Really athletic.
Yeah.
And he's one that can also go into the midfield. He gets high up the ground and look to develop the defensive side of his game throughout the year as well. So, Nate Filler.
Gets him. I'm going to pick a forward option here.
Yep.
And this is one that could go into the midfield, but I'm going to go Harvey Johnson.
Yep.
As one that when he does go inside forward 50, that's where he can turn very dangerous. And especially towards art post champs, I thought we saw quite a lot of that from him where he goes in, he just reads the drop of the ball really well. We know how agile he is. His speed, his bounce is pretty critical across the ground. But I think he gets in that forward role on the interchange bench.
I really don't have much height in my team. I'm just realizing that obviously, I've got a couple of 200 centimeter defenders, but even my forwards, they're not like true key forwards. I keep going on about it, but I'll go Lachie Smith as the ruck will be my next. I just think he's been so underrated. Not many players average sort of that 20 disposal, 25 hit outs a game. His follow up, a bit like Will Green, really, really good, has the basketball background. So he goes in the ruck position.
Okay, well, this is final decisions for both of us. Okay, I have about 10 players here.
Yeah.
Now, my decision again is I do feel like I lack a bit of height as well. Obviously, tall defenders. Not really a lot of tall forwards. Forwards with height, but not ruck height. So I do think I need another ruck, and I'm going to go with Joe Pike.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which is an interesting decision.
Got Archer Reid who goes into the ruck, but that's all right.
No, I think another one. I just personally think I look at the players I have left. I don't feel like another forward really is needed, but if you want another forward, Joe Pike did play a bit of that. I'll keep saying he kicked goal of the year without actually being called goal of the year in that prelim against Sandy. We saw the aggressiveness come into his game at the back end, which is something he really lacked early, and that's what probably let him down in his champs. It's just a nice addition. Three talls in there, which could be too many, but I'm gonna roll with that. So that's my final decision.
Okay. And my final selection is gonna have to be someone that can play a little bit of defence based on the fact that I don't have a seventh defender yet. And I reckon I'm going to go with someone who's a little bit left field, but I've really, really, really enjoyed watching him. And I think he offers really good overhead intercepting ability. The co-captain of the Eastern Rangers, Josh Tovey.
He was on my board at times, but
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
A bit disappointed that I didn't get more height in there, but you live and you learn. Particularly given, yeah, how important height is, you know, when drafting players. But, yeah, that's a learning if I was to do it again.
Okay. Well, before we start comparing teams, I'm interested to see who was on your board that didn't get picked, and I'll go through a few names of mine that didn't end up in the team.
Yep.
I'd Cooper Trembarth in that discussion.
Yeah.
In that fullback role.
But easily been that Josh Tovey selection for me, Cooper Trembarth.
Christian Farinato, if you wanted a real inside midfielder, probably could have gone on the interchange bench, but I guess Charlie Edwards was still on the board and a bit more versatility with Charlie Edwards.
For me, if I didn't get De Matteo or Stevens, then I would have gone Farinato.
Had Heath Ollington in discussions. He was just there.
That's right, yeah. Probably the only overager for me that was in discussions.
Luke Lloyd.
Was
he probably, yeah. He was.
Yep.
He was probably one that was, I wouldn't say unlucky, but he was one that is, I'm interested, neither of us did go with him in the end.
Yeah.
I'd Liam George as a potential smaller forward, really just there in case. And then Archer May, again, he was one that could have gone that full forward role and has been very productive.
It wasn't on my board. In hindsight, though, I probably would like to have put him in just to add a bit of size to that forward line. I had Riley Weatherill on my board. Obviously, he had a strong back end to the season. Some others that I had, I mentioned that I had Billy McGee, Gallen Birdie. I had Benny Hopkins, if you wanted a overlapping run and gun half back. That was, in my thoughts, didn't quite select him in the end. Had Lockie MacArthur as someone who, again, maybe he would have been good in my team as like a swingman, who's got a bit of height, who can mark overhead. And I had Tom Beaumont, another one of those big-bodied mids in similar vein to Christian Farinato. And I had Cade Delarue as well as a potential half-forward option.
Yeah, well, that kind of sums that up. Vigo Vicentini was on my board. The only reason I didn't go with him is because now I do realise I had four Dragons on my bench. So if I had gone with him as my ruck, I would have had a Dragons bench. So hence the reason for Pike. And then Pat Hughes, we know he won BNF. Just one that would have been pretty handy as well, that could have easily gone on the bench for me. But let's go through the teams and...
Before we do that, I'm just keen to let's both select our captains and coaches. That was part of the
thing.
So if you want to select your team first, and then
I got pick one, so you get first pick of coach.
I get first pick of coach. I'm gonna go. Well, you've got to go the premiership coach, I guess, in these scenarios. Yeah. Don't parting. So someone who's been excellent to speak to throughout the season. But I think he gives really good three-quarter time addresses. That's something I've brought up, certainly privately, but I really like listening to him, and he's got a sound understanding of the game.
My coach, I mean, I did start very big country based. I'm going to go, this is a tough decision because we talk to coaches, but we're not in the team huddles, so it's a bit harder. I'm going to go with, he's one that I love listening to, and it's not Vic Country, but I'm going to go with Andrew Sturgis.
Yeah.
He's one. And he's obviously coach of the Vic Metro 16s, so he's very good with his development sense, the way he talks. So that's my coach. Your call for captain and vice-captain.
Captain, pretty obvious. I think he's the best leader in the whole Coates Talent League. So Harry De Matteo is in my team, and he'll be my captain. And my vice-captain would have to be... just looking at my team, I think Josh Tovey, he was obviously and is a very vocal member of the Eastern Rangers backline.
Yeah, see, captain for me would feel obvious to be Harley Reid. But you know what's weird? Have we really heard about what type of leader Harley is? I feel like that's the one thing that's...
No, I mean, he was obviously co-captain of
Harley
with Harry.
Yeah. And that's not a diss on him. It's literally just we're not very sure of what actual, like, what type of leader he is. I'm going to go captain. I always love a defender being captain. That's just a personal preference in all codes of sport for me. I'm going to go Ollie Murphy as my captain. Mm-hmm. Sees everything.
Yep.
Vice captain.
Not Mardini. He's the Northern Knights captain.
He is. But I'm fullback. You see everything. You possibly can't get a... I mean, in terms of leadership, you lead everything in terms of what you see ahead of the ball. As a vice captain, go with...
Harvey, surely. Johnston.
Yeah. You know what? You make a good point there. I was going to say Darcy Wilson, but I think you got to put Harvey in that position. So, well, no, actually, I'm going to go with Darcy Wilson. That's two Sandy captains. Yeah. In a team, so I'm still going to stick with Darcy Wilson as my vice captain.
Well,
but now
and would still lead in a non.
Yes, 100%,
no doubt. And yeah, now we'll review the team. So I reckon if we go through your back line and my forward line, so that sort of match up first. So you've got Ollie Murphy, who would be playing on Nate Caddy. So we saw at the back end of the season that when Sandy did play Northern, it was Lachie Voss that got the match up on Nate Caddy. So yeah, I'd be interested to see how that match up went. And then Christian Mardini would get Zane Dersma, which would be, that would be the two, I guess, key matchups. Then the others around there would be Logan Morris, Harvey Thomas, Nick Watson, Phoenix Gothard, and Hugo Garcia, playing on the likes of Lamont Lowell, Angus Hasty, Billy Wilson, Ari Shonmaker, and Archie Roberts.
So that's a pretty good matchup, I think. In all honesty, I think my defense wins in terms of transition. And I think moving forward, this team is a good offensive defense.
Yeah.
I do think your forwards would make it quite difficult, though. And I think Dersma wins that matchup against Mardini. Murphy would battle pretty well. I think there'd be a lot of good battles. I think your forward line probably just takes it.
Yeah, I think you've got a back line that's really good, like you said, rebounding. I probably put a bit more thought into it. I want players that are strong over the footy, competitive in the contest, and I reckon there's a couple of those players that might be found wanting a little bit. So, yeah, no, that'd be a really good one to watch. But you've got height. Naturally, you've got, Murphy and Mardini are taller than both their direct opponents. So that's something you've got in your favour. We'll move to the wing battle now. So Windsor and Tarkin O'Leary. And Cooper Simpson, I think, would probably play a little bit on the wing in my team against Joel Frazier, Darcy Wilson, and then would you have Charlie Edwards a little bit on the wing or Harvey Johnston? But that would be the battle. And probably the big battle there would be when you saw Joel Frazier on Caleb Windsor, probably the two best wingers in this crop.
I'm glad you said that about Joel Frazier. It matches up. I mean, obviously, Frazier has the height. You've got two quite smaller. Oh, Caleb's not too small, but smaller winners. So that'd be pretty competitive. It's hard to say who's going to win out of a wing battle, in honesty.
Yeah, he certainly likes a bit of that sort of competitive, sort of rough and tumble, yeah. Doug Windsor. But yeah, no, I think the wings on both teams are really, really strong.
Yeah.
We'll move to your forward line, my back line now. So the key matchups there. So Croft would play on Connor O'Sullivan, which would be a really interesting matchup. Obviously, Connor O'Sullivan being the stronger player, and then Archie Reid playing on Will Dawson, the two Gippy boys playing on each other, the two Gippy talls, would be a good one to watch. I'm sure they would have done it many times in training, but they both read the ball well. They're both really good overhead at their best.
Well, they do. I mean, it's interesting. We can't actually pick a winner given we've never seen them play against each other, which is weird. Didn't expect to have that scenario. I guess looking at the half back line and the half forward lines, I think Leek and Jastu would be, sorry, I apologize. I think that would be a pretty fun matchup. I think on the ground, Leek is probably better in the air as well. I'm interested to see what you think. Who do you think wins this battle?
Between James Leek and Tao Jath?
Yeah.
I reckon that would be one that I would back Tao Jath. James Leek would probably win. I wanted to say to Tao Jath based on that game, but James Leek's had a little bit more consistency throughout his year. And then you've got Tom Anastasopoulos, Lockie Charlson, your small forwards playing on my small defenders, who are Jordy Payne and Kobe Shoup, who are both pretty good contested. And I think I've got that level of accountability. Obviously, Kobe Shoup really good overhead as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I guess when the ball goes to ground, it's whether those two can match up. We know Kobe's pretty good in aerially and with his contest work. I wonder, would those two be able to match them when the ball goes to ground, because they are just goal sneaks who just love to pounce on it.
Yeah, and then the other was obviously you've got Rudd. For you, you've got Rudd and then also Harvey Johnston off half forward, and then I've got Nathan Philactides and Josh Tovey. There's a couple of others in there.
Well, that about wraps it up.
The midfield battle. We haven't done the midfield
battle. Oh, sorry, midfield battle, yes.
So, Lockie Smith against Will Green. So, they've played against each other twice and they've come out 1-1, I think, is sort of the consensus. Yeah. That'd be a really good one to watch. Obviously, yeah, really big body of Lockie Smith, Will Green, but they're both really good from a follow-up point of view. So, that'd be an interesting one to watch. And they're feeding to, I guess, yeah, the strongest, the best of the best in the talent league. You've got Kynan Brown, who's slippery in traffic, and George Stevens, Harley Reid, and Charlie Edwards. And then I've got Colby McKercher, Riley Sanders, Harry DiMattia. Crip Simpson probably goes in there a little bit, and then Mahmoud Taha. So, yeah, I'm really satisfied with my midfield, but you're probably saying the same thing.
I am. It's obviously hard to pick a real winner when you don't actually see them play against each other. I think any midfield with McKercher running through it just adds such an extra dimension. I mean, I'm comparing direct positions here. When you look at him against Kynan Brown, I mean, you feel like there's such a big gap. Even though they're both so talented, you just feel like McKercher elevates it to the next level. I'm looking still Harry DiMattia and then George Stevens, both bulls, both George Stevens, I guess, actually both play extremely similar, where they can roll into that half-back role and move the ball out. So that would be an ultra-competitive contest. Harley Reid, I mean, you'd obviously love to have him in your team. Yep. That's one. But against Riley Sanders, I mean, we know what Riley provides as well. Harley literally just has the element where he can move back as well. But we know Riley's.
Yeah.
But I think, look, it's hard to pick a winner. You know what? And we will leave it. We will put our teams on the socials and we will get all the followers to pick a winner instead of us doing this. So you will see, if you want to go to our Instagram after this goes up, we are going to put both our teams on. Go vote for a winner. And the winner gets bragging rights until we do another one. But we will be doing this with the girls for the upcoming AFLW draft. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That will be released in December. December will be all about the girls leading up to their draft. So make sure to stay tuned for that. Let us know in the comments who you would, if you want to make your own team, put your own team in there, who you would have changed, who you would have put in certain positions. Thank you all for watching. Next week, very big episode. We're going to preview the full AFL draft and go through every player that we think is in potential and why they should get picked up. So thank you all for watching. Make sure to subscribe for more, and we will see you in the next episode.